next week, when Christmas is done and dusted, we'll be in recovery mode. Out with the old year, in with the new. But there are some things we need to get sorted in this year that's fast slipping away before we can grab hold of the next year with both hands. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look back at your year from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw ever closer to Jesus to become all that He made you to be. At this time of year, we've all experienced those different emotions at different times. So let's spend a few minutes looking back at the year that's just been, and perhaps a few minutes looking forward at what might be in the coming year. Christmas is such an incredibly special time because it marks a new birth. Bringing a new life into this world is singularly the most special and privileged thing we can ever do. Any parent will tell you that, particularly the mothers in our midst. It's just so special. And it's that new birth that I want to revisit with you today, because Christmas is a time to remember that in Christ, you and I have a new birth, a rebirth, if you will. And there are a few people today I know that need to experience that rebirth for themselves, because you're wallowing in the regrets of the past, in the regrets perhaps of the things that could have been but weren't, in the regrets of the things that shouldn't have been but were. But in Christ, something special happens. It's a new birth, and for many, even for those who heard Jesus talk about it, it wasn't an easy thing to get the handle on. See, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who's come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." And Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you that no one can see the kingdom of God without being born again." Nicodemus said to him, How can you be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus answered, "Look, truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born both of water and of spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." John chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. See, that new birth is about a new start in life. You've heard the term being a born-again Christian. Some people roll their eyes when they say it. They use it as a form of derision. But Jesus means it for real. Jesus means it as a new start, as a complete rebirth, a fresh start, a slate wiped clean through faith in Him. Every now and then, when I've had a really long day, I'm one of these crazy early starters. So in the late afternoon, I might have a short nap and a shower to freshen up. And I come out of the bedroom, into the living room, and I say to my wife, "I feel like a new man." In a sense, that's what Jesus is talking about. Because our faith in Him doesn't just bring forgiveness. It brings that new man feeling as He wipes away all our sins and all the regrets and all the consequences of the past. See, new birth equals new start equals new life. When you're born again, the old life doesn't matter anymore. It's completely meaningless because your slate has been wiped clean. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, "If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away, see? Everything has become as new." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So right at this special time of year, I believe that God wants to give you a new start by reminding you that if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, then you are a new creation, completely new. And the result of that is that everything old is gone. It's completely wiped away, which makes it completely irrelevant to you today and to all your tomorrows. The powerfully operative word in this little verse is the short word, see. Let's listen to it again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. God is imploring you to look at your life through His eyes. See? See that the effect of the new birth that you have in Jesus Christ means that everything has become new. The past is gone, forgiven and done and dusted. Now you can look forward to the new year ahead in a completely new way, completely uninhibited and unconstrained by the failures and the hurts and the losses and the regrets that you have over your past, completely unaffected by your low self-esteem, completely unaffected by nasty, hurtful things that people have said to you and done to you, because by the miraculous power of your complete rebirth in Christ through the Holy Spirit, you are a completely new creation. And as a result of that, everything in your life, everything in your world has become new. See? Nicodemus found that hard to believe and hard to understand. You and I can find that hard to believe and hard to understand. But your God wants you to live your life as though the slate of your past has been wiped clean. Because you know something? If you believe in Jesus, it has. And what lies ahead of you is a completely new life, full of exciting God-type possibilities and amazing things God wants to do to bless you and to let his blessing flow out through you into this parched land of people who are in desperate need of a Saviour. To Israel, his chosen people, at the end of 70 years in captivity of slaves in Babylon, he said this. He said, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for your harm, to give you a future with hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. When you search for me, you'll find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I'll let you find me, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I've driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile." Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14. Do you see? Are you looking? Are you hearing? Do you perceive what God is saying to you through his word today? God has great plans for you, and those plans are about your future. And he has made all provision for you through Jesus to wipe your slate clean and to restore you and to bless you. And all he needs now is just one thing. He needs for you to take his word into your heart, to believe it and to act on it as though it's true. Because you know something? It really is. And if you choose to step out into your future, a future that maybe would have been otherwise constrained by regrets and hurts from the past, but if you choose now to step out into your future knowing that the regrets of the past are completely wiped away, completely gone, completely irrelevant, if you choose to believe God and take him at his word and believe that you can live your life from this day forward on the basis of what God's saying about you, that it's true, then what you're in fact doing is stepping out into your own rebirth. Christmas is a time of celebration of new life, the life of Jesus who slipped into this world to set captives free, to bind up the brokenhearted, to bring good news to the poor. This Jesus, he came for you. He came to set you free. He came to bind up your broken heart. He came to bring you good news. And this is the good news that I bring to you today. Today is the beginning of your new life, a life of freedom and a life of joy and a life of power and, yes, a life of sacrifice, a life that is so much more than any of us could ever have dreamed. This past year is done and dusted, and in Christ you can leave it behind. This new year is full of possibilities, full of potential, and in Christ you can step out into it with the confidence of knowing that you'll be playing your small part in God's mighty plan. Hey, if that's not good news, tell me what is. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you become all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to your inbox, where you can choose to read it, listen to the message, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's word is the power to change. It's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.